Commentator and naturalist Julie Zicofus remembers a film that made a deep impression and has prompted strange behavior to this day.
When we first moved to Southern Ohio in 1992, I saw things I couldn't identify. I'd grown up in the East, and there were cultural differences for which I came unprepared. After a trip to the grocery store in town, I was stumped by some things I'd seen on the asphalt parking lot. They looked kind of like moose droppings from a moose that had been eating an awful lot of roughage. I told my husband Bill, who was raised here. He frowned for a moment, then started to laugh. "Those, my dear, are chaws. Chewing tobacco, Red Man, mail pouch. The guys don't want to have to spit in their store, so they dump their chaws in the parking lot as they're getting out of their cars. I'm now expert at stepping over chaws in parking lots, and I no longer give them even a second glance. One evening, I'm sitting at a stoplight in my car when I spy a little gray-brown clod in the middle of the brick street. I realize in a split second that it's not a chaw, it's a baby mourning dove, much too young to be out of the nest. I throw the car in park and leap out, chasing the fluttering baby bird in a circle around my car. By the time I catch it and leap back into the car, the light has turned green. An elderly couple waiting at the cross street light shares a laugh at my expense. I size up my catch. It's so young. I've got to get it back to its nest, wherever that may be. I walk a few yards to the first crabapple tree on the block, look up, and spy a female mourning dove feeding a baby just like this one in a flimsy twig nest 20 feet overhead. Well, that was easy, but boy, do I need a ladder. I knock on the door of a dormitory nearby. Though it's late evening, the receptionist manages to summon handyman Jim, who appears with the loveliest 15-foot stepladder I've ever seen. I skitter up it, place the baby dove right next to its warm little sibling, skitter back down, thank Jim, and I'm on my way. Elapsed time for the entire rescue? 12 minutes. The next evening, I swing by the crabapple tree for a look. Mother dove is there, and there are two sweet round heads bobbing beside her. I smile broadly at the flimsy nest in the crabapple tree. A happy ending. There was a movie I loved with all my childish heart, Thomasina. The title character was a cat that died, and with the help of a woman thought to be a witch by the townspeople, returned to life to tell stories of her 9 lives. In my heart, I knew I would be a strange woman, just like her someday.
A licensed bird rehabilitator, commentator Julie Zicofus, lives in Whipple, Ohio.